Oxbaum could feel the change, the shift of power. He shivered and cocked his head to listen to the mother.
What are you?
Shh! Oxbaum raised a hand, aware of the sudden stillness that even hushed the regular booming of the surf. Power spun eddies in the air, a heaviness growing. A pack of four dogs raced out toward the beach, peering at something down the shoreline that Oxbaum couldn't see. After a few moments, they created such a commotion that people in the village came crawling out of their lodges, their hair wild with sleep.
What is it? What's wrong?
Oxbaum braced a hand on her shoulder for support while he got to his feet. In the brightening dawn, the beach glistened and sparkled. Oxbaum took a step forward. For a long time, he saw only the surge of the waves and the brightening shape of the big island off the coast.
Oxbaum?
Sumac stood.
Shh! Listen.
Against the dark ocean, something moved. Oxbaum had to squint his old eyes to see the sinuous trunk that lifted and splashed the water. The mammoth lay on its side, dying. And there lay another, and another, and... The village dogs bounded back and forth, afraid to get too close, terrified by the huge animals.
Oh, no. What the...
Well, look! There's another one! And another!
Up and down the beach, dark forms appeared, dozens of them. 20? No, 30 or more. Their earthy musk carried on the salty wind. They walked out of the trees and waded into the sea, the trunk of one holding tight to the tail of another. The little calves fought the current to stay beside their mothers. The mammoths walked out as far as they could, then started swimming.
What are they doing?
The domes of the mammoth's heads vanished, and Oxbaum went rigid with fear. Huge bodies began to bob to the surface.
Oh, no! Blessed Mother Ocean!
Tusks gleamed, some jagged and broken, spearing the sand as the dead animals near shore rocked with the force of the water. Farther out, two old bulls swam with all their might, heading westward. Three younger bulls followed behind them, their trunks up, their massive heads tipped back so far that their tusks thrust straight up at Brother Sky. Then a wave began to drag them all under. Sumac pressed a hand to her throat, clutching it as if in pain. Some of the villagers gathered around them, silent, wary. No one had seen a herd so large in cycles. The dogs had gone slinking back into the village, their tails between their legs, and now they stood close by their masters, watching with their ears pricked.
I don't understand.
Tears stung Oxbaum's eyes. Why would mammoths, their numbers already so decimated by human hunters, drown themselves? He shook his head. Then awe slackened his face as comprehension dawned.
It's the sign, Sumac. This is why Mother Ocean called me out tonight.
The sign of what?
Oxbaum started forward, but Sumac's hand closed on his wrist, halting him.
No, don't go. I'm frightened.
So am I. Something's happened. Something terrible. Mammoth above is trying to warn us.
He removed her hand, patted it gently, and hobbled across the sand on his rickety legs. Sumac hurried after him.
Wait! Oxbaum!
Find young Horseweed. Send him to Brushnut Village. Tell him to bring Sun Chaser back. At the point of a dart, if necessary.